ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Belt and Road Forum in Beijing these days past. A specific example, I go to Pakistan and I welcome Arif Rafiq of Globally News reporting on ML1. This is all news to me, but it's a railroad. And railroads are the artery system of any developing economy. ML1 is older. That is, this is built by the British Empire once upon a time. Arif, a very good evening to you. The important thing is that ML1 starts at Karachi, a major port for the Indian Ocean. Where does it go from there right now before anything changes? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me on. Well, the ML1 is the backbone of Pakistan's national railway network. It begins in the southern port city of Karachi, which is along the Arabian Sea and part of the Indian Ocean system. And then it moves up north through Pakistan's major urban and industrial centers in the province of Punjab, which borders India. And then it loops westward toward the border with Afghanistan, terminating in the city of Peshawar. There's also a branch of the ML1 that heads in the direction of China, but terminates about 400 miles away from the border with China, which is also separated by some of the world's highest mountains. But there is a potential down the road for it to connect to China. But the ML1 is the most vital artery in terms of Pakistan's national railway network, and could in the future serve as an important vehicle for regional connectivity, linking Pakistan with Afghanistan, Central Asia, and perhaps even China.
That's the big dream. Eurasia, connected by rail and road and pipeline communication system, so that you can go from the Pacific to the Atlantic in some fashion, and also go from Moscow or Petersburg all the way to the Indian Ocean. The big dream. It'll be developed in this century. This is one piece of it, but it's about debt as well. Belt and Road is debt. You estimate in your column that it's about $30 billion owed between Pakistan and China right now. So for more investment from China into improving or building ML1's extension, what about the debt? Have they got a conversation going?
They don't quite have a real conversation going, but, you know, Pakistan's challenge is that it's going to owe its external debt obligations over the next 3 years will be around $80 billion. And the country continues to face a balance of payments crisis, meaning that it's unable to, it does not have the dollars to finance the imports of goods, energy, and so on and so forth, as well as to meet its external debt obligations, the debt it owes to the World Bank and other multilaterals, as well as bilateral lenders like China. And China is not only Pakistan's closest partner, but it's also its top lender. And the challenge for Beijing is that it's not just the top lender for Pakistan, but it's the lender to the world, including some of the world's most vulnerable economies. And so the two countries will have to have a conversation at some point about reprofiling or restructuring the bilateral debt that Pakistan owes to China. This is an issue that is, you know, Pakistan is just one of many countries that owes debt to China, and so it has to essentially get in the line. But this is also an issue that is enmeshed in a geopolitical rivalry. So the United States has been keen on highlighting China as a supposed, manipulative or predatory lender. And so it's going to use this as an opportunity to press Beijing publicly to make these concessions. And the Chinese won't want to be seen as submitting to U.S. pressure. So that's a factor. And then Pakistan is also trying to tilt back towards the West in many ways. So, for example, we've discussed many times on this show that it's been arming Ukraine through Western powers like the United States. And the Chinese aren't happy about this and some of the other moves that the Pakistanis have been making. So, the debt restructuring is a kind of a prerequisite for the ML1 to move forward. But, it's locked into this, the kind of geopolitical restructuring that we're seeing also in the region.
The question comes to hand right away about Pakistan is Gwadar, the big port that's said to be near completion or completed. Recently, the American ambassador, you've reported, was invited to speak at Gwadar, which seemed to be a fresh turning toward the West. But Gwadar is about China's ambitions, the string of pearls. Does Gwadar connect with Karachi? Is this railroad going to help Gwadar?
It doesn't connect to Gwadar, but it does connect to Pakistan's two main Arabian Sea ports, which are Karachi and Port Qasim. And potentially down the road, this network could be extended to Gwadar. And so I think China benefits from the construction of this line itself, because it could potentially be extended to Beijing, but also it would essentially have significant control over a new ground line of communication, or a ground line of communication that connects from its landlocked region of Xinjiang with the Indian Ocean region. So there's definitely a strategic benefit to the ML1 itself, and that could be expanded down the road to Gwadar. And I think the improvement of rail connectivity to all these ports in Pakistan's southern belt would vastly improve the Pakistan's ambitions to develop its own country as a land corridor for the landlocked countries in Eurasia, including Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and potentially many of the other stands.
Is this an issue in the present election cycle? Nawaz Sharif has returned. Imran Khan remains detained. Do they talk about ML1?
Yeah, Nawaz Sharif is the politician who pushed this project forward when he came to power for the third time in 2013. And so we could see this play a role in the elections, which are expected to take place toward the end of January, because he will use it as part of a narrative saying that the military pushed him out in 2017, and the momentum for this project was broken by military interference in Pakistan. And so it will definitely play a role, I think, in the narrative game. As to whether his return will push the project forward, I'm not quite sure. The Chinese do like him. They had a very good relationship during his last time in power. But then again, the ML1 is, it's complicated by issues that go far beyond the political future of Nawaz Sharif.
And I'm trying to picture it. We're talking about a railroad that was built more than 100 years ago by the British. So it needs everything. It needs a new roadbed to go 100 miles an hour. It needs new equipment, needs new stations. Is that all correct? We have 30 seconds.
Yes, it needs new bridges, new culverts, and that's why the cost is so tremendous. This was a network that was built by the British more than 100 years ago. And now, this new superpower, China, will be stepping in and seeking to revamp this network and potentially own it to some degree.
Arif Rafiq, he is the editor-in-chief of Globally News, a subscription site I heartily recommend. ML1. Part of the ambition, the vision for Eurasia to come in and become a consumer class, just like the USA. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's
like a social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today